STEPL analysis. The acronym STEPL is used to describe the focus of an analysis of an organization's external or macro environment. The term macro environment is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the environment external to a business, including technological, economic, natural, and regulatory forces that marketing efforts cannot control. An important part of identifying drivers for change is to scan the market. It is vital for the organization to acquire up-to-date information on what should be driving the transformation and how to set priorities. A scan of the external environment can use tools such as a STEPL analysis to ensure various categories of change drivers are explicitly considered, as shown in Exhibit 1-17. STEPL stands for sociocultural or social, technological, economic, environmental, political, legal slash regulatory, and ethical. A very similar tool is a PESTEL or PESTEL analysis, which has all the same categories except ethical. These tools are often used to help create a SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, analysis. For example, a market scan can review specific countries' exchange rates, volumes of e-commerce, trade lanes, and much more. A scan of the market and industry initiatives can also reveal what is relevant to customer requirements and expectations so that the transformation process can avoid over-engineering low-priority areas. After analysis, the organization will consider some of these areas to be internal strengths or weaknesses, and some will be considered external opportunities or threats. This will guide what capabilities need to be improved and how the physical network needs to change to be competitive. Exhibit 1-17. STEPL analysis. These factors are the assumptions or givens that a strategy must consider. The organization cannot change this reality, so it must adapt itself to it. However, not every STEPL event in the external environment is relevant. The organization must focus on those environmental factors that are strategically relevant to it, meaning that it should focus on elements likely to have a big impact on the organization and its strategy. Some environmental forces are danger signs that may redirect strategic planning. Some are risks or uncertain conditions that the strategy must plan to address. Others represent opportunities that the strategy may be designed to capture. Sociocultural factors. This dimension includes data about demographics, values, and preferences. Demographic data include information such as age and gender distribution in a population, the geographic distribution of population, for example, urban versus rural, education level, disease rates, and the birth rate. Values and preferences capture information about a population's behaviors and priorities, for example, a common desire to improve one's condition through education or a growing interest in certain types of food or recreational activities. This dimension can affect a retailer's decision about expanding into sales of age-related products, such as children's clothing or furnishings, or interest-related products, such as fitness equipment or services. A healthcare business may decide to focus on therapies that will benefit an aging population. Technological factors. A scan of technological factors includes identifying emerging and speculative technology that can have a significant impact on society and commerce. The printing press and the internet both change culture in an exponential fashion. What impact will three-dimensional printing have, or genetic engineering? A technological scan also considers the scope and strength of support for research. Technology can reinvigorate a declining industry, for example, robotics in automotive manufacturing, or create entirely new ones, for example, cell phone manufacturing services. Technology can also disrupt some businesses, for example, physical retailers, which are losing sales to online retailers, print media, which are losing audiences to news aggregation websites, and hotels, which are facing competition from peer-to-peer networks, for example, Airbnb. These businesses will need to adapt, or they will face a sharply smaller future. Economic factors. The economic conditions of an area can be read through indicators such as the gross domestic product, employment levels, family or disposable incomes, and interest or currency exchange rates. Economic conditions include trends such as inflation or deflation. The significance of economic data from a STEPL analysis can vary for different organizations. During an economic slowdown, for example, consumers may not feel confident enough to build new homes or buy new cars. This may be bad news for the construction industry and car manufacturers. However, businesses that focus on home furnishings may thrive as families try to make their current homes more comfortable, and auto parts and repair service businesses may see growth as consumers postpone vehicle replacement. Environmental factors. The interest in sustainable practices underscores the importance of this dimension. Environmental forces include natural events and trends, such as the depletion of certain resources, changes in weather, severe storms, or droughts. This dimension also includes reactions to these events and trends, increases in insurance rates, changes in agricultural practices or energy production methods, or increased popularity of energy-saving equipment among consumers. Again, technological forces can demand change in an organization's operations, for example, the need to develop alternatives for scarce resources, but they may also create strategic opportunities, for example, the need for sensors to detect water or energy loss in a facility. Political factors. Political factors refer to an economy's political, governmental, or institutional environment. Political could include attitudes towards certain topics that may present themselves in public policies. It could describe a government's level of willingness to become involved in an issue, for example, to step in to end a labor strike. The political dimension can also consider the stability of the government and its institutions and the role of influence or corruption on official actions. For example, a nonprofit relief organization must consider the attitude of a government toward the presence of relief organizations in the country, the risks of a sudden change in government or a period of unrest, and the need to cultivate influence with key people in order to operate there. Legal and regulatory factors. This dimension relates to the actions of the political institutions described above, the laws and regulations that are enacted as a result of political attitudes. Let's consider the case of the motorcycle manufacturer. Leaders there will be alert to possible changes in regulations that affect engine emissions or engine fuel efficiency. These will directly affect the company's products. Some products may need to be redesigned, but others may already comply with the new regulations and will offer a competitive advantage. The organization may also need to comply with new environmental regulations, which will require redirecting capital resources from expansion plans. Ethical factors. Ethical factors include business ethics, good governance, ethical sourcing, social responsibility, moral standards, accountability, and sustainability. External and internal pressure for socially responsible working conditions is another ethics factor to analyze. Consider ethical sourcing. It has become increasingly important to consumers and regulators that materials are sourced in an ethical manner. For example, some areas that mine for important and protected materials, diamonds, rare metals used in electronics manufacture, are subject to armed conflict and human rights abuses. These materials may pass through various legal and illegal enterprises and route to manufacturing facilities, with the money earned through their sale directly or indirectly funding the groups. TPL example. The shipbuilding industry is particularly complex in terms of its external environment. A recent STEPL analysis summarized significant observations for the shipbuilding organization's leaders. These factors are shown in Exhibit 1-18.